Adelaide indie duo Towns have been going from strength to strength in their new EP, Television Proves It For Sure. They'll be launching their EP, Television, this Saturday night at the Exeter and are being supported by Pinkish Blue and Dress Code. We are joined in the studio now by Aston Valadares and Daniel Steinhardt. Good morning, fellas.
Hello.
How you doing?
Doing very well.
Good.
Now, Dan, I reckon I saw on the cover of the EP you wearing a Coca-Cola shirt.
Maybe I did.
Is that part of a sly little sponsorship deal?
Yeah, Coke actually approached us in 2013 before we were banned. And they said, you got your ear to the ground, boys. Got some hot stuff coming through. Some bubble magic, you could say.
Bubble magic?
Yeah.
Ooh.
I just found it savers.
Wonderful. Oh, actually, that makes a lot more sense.
Good deals.
I wish, though.
Now, I've got a note here that says you guys met at uni. What class?
Music one.
Music one.
Specifically.
Probably the best of the musics.
First day.
Is it one because it's like number one, as in it is the best?
I think there's four of them. We did one, and then I think two, and then I didn't see three or four.
I think they cut
three and four.
They changed names.
They cut them.
Yeah.
They did start to cut all that funny, didn't they? So what do you guys reckon of the Adelaide music scene at the moment? You're involved, you're getting there, you're actually standing on the stage rather than just a innocent bystanders like myself. How do you reckon it's all going out there?
Well, I think thanks to innocent bystanders, it's going really well. So, I think it's great. I can't fault it. I think we've got something really special. And I think there's so many more bands coming out, even like Dress Code coming out. It's their first show. And they're going to blow some minds too. So, yeah, I can't fault Adelaide's music scene. I think it's so diverse and full of opportunity. Yeah, I think so.
It's real fresh at the moment too. I feel there's lots of good community going on.
Wonderful. That's what we're all about here.
Yeah, absolutely. Dress Code is their first show. How do you go about approaching someone for their first gig and say, hey, come launch our EP?
You shake them really fast and you go, hey, you ready? You ready yet? and then they go, no, make it stop.
The root answer is Jaden from Mercs. He told us he was starting a new band and we've played a few shows with Mercs and they're lovely people too. And then he told us about a new band and then he sent us a song and we really loved it. And we were straight away just like, well, we want you to play a show with us. Mm. And then because soon you guys would be headlining and we won't be. So we just wanted to catch the train early.
It makes a lot of sense. You get on that bandwagon and you can ride forward to success.
Oh, dude, that's it.
Yeah. Now you guys are performing at the Exeter Saturday night. You'll be launching your EP.
Heck yeah.
I understand you'll be playing a cheeky cover that we played just before we went to air.
Oh, yes. It was just like fate when we heard it. at our first show, we played actually inside Levi's. And that was one of the reasons why we became a band, because we wanted to play this show. And we played Your Graduation. It was just a song that we liked and thought it was cool to cover. And then, yeah, we're going to play it this Saturday night because Dan actually graduated the other day.
Oh, well, congratulations.
So how good.
Thank you.
That lined up beautifully.
Yeah.
It's the only reason he finished uni, so we could do that.
It's all. I love when the planets align. It's
super
aligned. Oh, they have aligned.
Now, how does it feel to be a graduand going on to a graduate?
Whoa.
I know.
It feels good. It was kind of lonely, though, because Aston finished before me. I failed a lot. And so I had to, repeat next year, in 2 years, or, one and a half. And then Aston graduated last year.
Mm.
I was very sad I couldn't be there. And it looks so beautiful. He looks so beautiful, too.
It was really boring. It's okay. Graduations aren't fun.
It's so boring.
They're so boring.
They are.
You got to keep clapping.
Yeah.
Yes. But you do get that Harry Potter vibe because you're all wearing the capes and you're in that cool building and then everyone comes out.
They walk down like they're the professors and wizards. Mm. Yeah, it's pretty intimidating.
And you have to stand up and clap to them the whole time. It feels exactly like Hogwarts. It's mental. I thought that too.
It's a real shame I don't have any magic.
No,
the magic
that
is within you,
it's inside of you.
Oh, whoa. I'll do some soul searching after the show now.
Thank you.
So what's next for you guys after you send this EP out into the world?
We've got a couple of little things up our sleeve. And by that, I mean we're playing at Stonecutters on the 8th of December, I believe. It's going to be a good one. You've got Bad Dreams. You've got Moaning Lisa.
Heaps of
Press
good stuff.
Club.
Yeah. And then we've also been just writing hundreds of new songs.
Thousands.
Millions.
Hundreds
I don't even think
millions.
We've been a band for 1,000 days, but we've written 1,000
songs. 1,000 days?
No, I don't think so. It's been way less than that.
Nah.
It's been maybe I don't know, like maybe 400 days. Yeah. 400 days.
Okay.
Song a day.
Fresh.
Who's counting?
Yeah, I'm not counting.
No, no,
but yeah, we've been doing heaps of songs, and yeah, probably after Stonecutters, we'll go and spend a long time recording them all, and then do the same thing again next year, release more music, and then play shows.
Awesome. That's it. Well, thanks heaps for coming in, and
thank you.
Thanks for having
Exeter
us.
Exeter on Saturday night, just up the road. You would have walked
just right around the corner.
Right around the corner.
We did.
Great venue.
Yep, should be an really absolute young. Killer with Pinkish Blue and Dress Code. Thanks heaps, Dan and Aston from Towns.
Thank you.
Thank you.